You know what? It's starting to feel a little bit like fall out there here in Wisconsin. And if it isn't already looking like it where you live, you know what? It's going to look like it pretty soon. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along on the Ideas Network. We are joined today by Mary Bergen. Mary is a Madison-based travel writer. She specializes in Wisconsin and Midwestern destinations. She's the author of Hungry for Wisconsin, A Tasty Guide for Travelers, Sidetracked in Wisconsin, A Guide for Thoughtful Travelers, and most recently she went out of state and she's got a book called Eat Smart in Germany. So you can find her writing at roadstravel.com and also right on my Facebook page. We have a link there if you would like to take a look at her her columns. Mary, great to have you back.
Thanks, Larry. It's good to be here. Thanks for those links, too.
Yeah, it's fun to talk about travel in the Midwest. And this time of the year, we got fall color coming up. Or is it here?
Well, I looked at the fall color report that TravelWisconsin.com updates regularly. And it looks like there are a handful of communities that report 50% peak color now. But we're a little early, but we seem to be on target for having an average year from what I can see.
Yeah. So, and this time, usually about the last of them, I usually go on a muskie fishing trip the last week of September, you know, for that weekend. And usually that's when we're hitting some pretty nice color up in the Manitowish Waters area and up there.
Right. And then into October.
Yeah. Then it's really nice. What are some of your favorite Wisconsin destinations for taking in the fall colors?
I think that any Wisconsin rustic road would be a good choice.
Yeah.
So let's say you're driving wherever in Wisconsin. Check out the Wisconsin highways.org website to see where the rustic roads are. There are more than 100 of them in Wisconsin. And to be selected for this elite group, you need to have some type of wonderful natural feature that's a part of the roadway. So these are scenic typically during any time of year, but particularly for autumn weather, I think this would be a good choice.
And you know, with smartphones anymore, you've got right at your fingertips. You
Correct.
Can go right to the site, which is wonderful. So that's kind of Wisconsin. What about upper Midwest? If you get around outside of Wisconsin, too.
I really like the North Shore Drive that takes you from Duluth, Minnesota to Grand Marais.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, you're hugging Lake Superior for a lot of the way. Make a little side trip into Ely, E-L-Y, Minnesota, and find even more color that way. I think that's an outstanding drive, again, in any kind of season, but particularly in autumn.
I remember that one from 17 years ago in October. My future wife and I I had a meeting to attend. She went along with me, and it was we drove that drive, and it was like the week before we were going to get married. So the first week of October.
Oh.
Man, what a beautiful drive that was.
Yeah, I agree.
17 years later, and I'm still remembering it.
Yay.
Fondly.
Good.
Oh, are there some that are especially good for families?
Well, let's see. You know what I'd pick for families? The SS Badger is extending its... Not extending its season, but adding sailings across Lake Michigan because of some industrial work that it has to do during the next month. And so taking the family across the lake for purposes of getting to know Michigan better would be a good one, I think. A lot of good parks in Michigan. I think that there is... detail at michigan.org. They have routes that they suggest for fall color.
You know, I have never taken that boat ride.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked about it many times, and we just never gotten around to it.
The boat ride itself is interesting for families. I mean, you know, and I know you know that we have two car ferries that cross Lake Michigan. The other is Lake Express, and it's a little more, it's faster, a little more business-like. It doesn't have some of the diversions, especially for families, that the SS Badger has. Little games that they play, a movie room, So there are. And then if you think it's too expensive to take your own car, I have rented a car on the other side from Enterprise.
Mm.
I know in a couple of cases that has saved me money. It all depends on how long you're going to stay type of thing.
Yeah. Mary Bergen, our guest today, Madison-based travel writer specializing in Wisconsin and Midwest destinations, talking with her today about, we're talking about travel around the state, and we're looking a little bit at fall color travel right now with her. You may have some ideas about where to go this time of year. Where do you like to go? Do you like the color in a particular spot, or are there some great dining places or eating places or some great points of interest that seem particularly nice at this time of year? I hope you'll join in at 1-800-642-1234. You know, you have to give that number, and I hadn't done that yet, so people won't call if you don't give the number.
That's
so
true.
I'm going to do it right now again. 1-800-642-1234. Call us. Let us know about your favorite. And also, if you don't want to call, go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post a question or comment there. Or maybe you've got a great travel photo, fall color photo. Mm. Love to see that. Love to see that. Or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. And certainly, there's plenty of opportunities for you to get involved here. You know, I don't know what it is about this time of year. It's fun to go places, to go. I mean, I love the restaurants in my neighborhood, and we eat out a lot, to be perfectly honest.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of fun just to get out of town.
I agree. So the drive becomes a part of the reason, maybe not the whole reason, but
yeah.
You incorporate with other things. A friend recently asked me for an idea for a road trip to involve her elderly mom in the Eau Claire area. And I suggested dinner or maybe an overnight at Fanny Hill Dinner Theater.
Oh, sure.
Which is right outside of Eau Claire and is very charming all on its own. But the view of the Chippewa Valley from there is gorgeous at this time of year. So I think that's a nice destination for this time of year.
I like that idea. And I bet you there are some other ideas coming up. Here's a question, though, from Jennifer in Oconomowoc. Jen, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thank you. I, for years, have wanted to go up and see the Cranberry Harvest. It's become a family joke because nobody ever wants to go with me.
Oh.
I really would like to go see the cranberries being harvested in the bog. So I was wondering if there was a festival or a particular place that would be best to go visit.
Yeah.
Well, I think that Warren's Cranberry Festival is this weekend, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think it is.
And that is the biggest that we offer, Warren's being near Wisconsin Rapids and in the heart of cranberry-growing country. And you're absolutely right. When we think of autumn drives in Wisconsin, we tend to think of trees and leaves turning color, but we do have the good fortune in Wisconsin of having this wonderful cranberry crop that pops brilliant red at this time of year. If your family won't go, you should get some girlfriends together and go shopping at the Warren's Cranberry Festival. In addition to the great food and the tours of the cranberry bogs, there's a mile-long flea market that I was there last year. I was one of the judges for the recipe contest, and I hadn't been to the festival for quite a while and was amazed at the range of things to shop for and the amount of items being purchased.
A huge amount of art on display there, too.
That's true.
There's an art festival of sorts that go along with it, and I'm trying to find on my – I've got my smartphone up here because my computers are all tied up to September 27th through the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that means tomorrow.
Pack your bag.
Tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a really colorful, there's a colorful event. There's crafts and there's demonstrations. And, of course, as Mary was saying, lots of things to buy. And, of course, you can buy all kinds of cranberry-related things.
You can eat cranberries with ice cream as juice and bratwurst, cranberry wines, you name it.
And you can get some fresh cranberries. Now, here's what you do with your fresh cranberries. Buy a few bags of fresh cranberries, take them home, throw them in the freezer. And the next time you make pancakes at home, you pull out a handful of those cranberries and you smash them while they're still frozen, and you put them in the in with the pancakes, and you have cranberries in your pancakes. And I've been doing this for 20 years or so, and you're putting syrup on.
So you're getting the sweetness, a little tug of tartness from the berry itself.
And it's the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And the cranberries last a long time in the freezer.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Jen. Buy some of those fresh cranberries. Send me a bag. No, don't do that. Arnie in Madison. Hi, thanks for calling.
Yes, as a native of northeastern Minnesota, I can certainly attest to the beauty of the North Shore. And I might add that this year they just started running boat trips from Silver Bay up towards Split Rock Lighthouse, so you can get some spectacular views from the water.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that sounds
nice. And they go
nice
through October, so that's just fine. But I'd also like to add the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which is that faraway area that is so great as well, especially starting in Houghton Hancock and then driving northward and taking Brockway Mountain Drive all the way up to Copper Harbor. You get some really great overviews of the lake because you are up so high. And I might add that on October 6th, there will be a boat trip along the Portage Canal, which is from starting at Houghton. And they will go along it and give discussions of the historic attributes as well as the geology. And, of course, the colors will be really wonderful, too.
Oh, man, that sounds great, Arnie.
And you can get information on that by going to the Isle Royale Keweenaw Parks Association website. IRCPA, if you remember that, Isle Royale Keweenaw Parks Association, and they will have information on the tour.
IRKPA.
Right.
IRCPA.
I'm wondering how long the trips to Isle Royale continue. When do they stop? I was there in summer a few years ago.
Yeah, I think they typically stop around the middle of October, as I recall.
Uh-huh.
And they get fewer and fewer into October as the month approaches.
Hmm. Good advice, Arnie. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it.
You bet. Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. Mary Bergen, our guest today, Madison-based travel writer, talking right now about fall color and travel here in Wisconsin. I want to talk with her a little bit about eating in Germany as well. We'll get to that as well. Robin Cherry answering the phones today, our on-air producer, Larry Mueller, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here with my guest today, Mary Bergen, Madison-based travel writer. She's a new book out. It's called Eat Smart in Germany. So we'll be talking a little about Germany, but obviously we're talking about Wisconsin as well. Hope you'll join in at 1-800-642-1234. Tom in Madison's been waiting a while, so let's go there. Hi, Tom. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry and Mary. This is Tom, and I'm at my friend's shop. I went over to visit him at Wisconsin Cutlery, and I thought, I got a call on this one. Larry said he had never taken the SS Badger. Well, I had neither. So last Friday, I was over at the dock waiting for the ferry and discovered there that the ferry hadn't moved for 3 days. And so,
really? Wow.
We were going to Traverse City and then up to Mackinac Island, and we did the loop on highway all the way around. We went over the 43 bridge before it sagged.
Oh my.
But talking about a drive, and a really beautiful drive in Michigan, is that one from, goes along, as you're coming from Traverse City, which is also beautiful, and the Sleeping Bear Dunes, and that's a nice place to visit with kids. But going up to Charlevoix and the mushroom houses there and the Petoskey, where you have the Chautauqua, and into Harbor Springs, they're just really magical little towns. And then you go up from Harbor Springs to Mackinac City, and that is a just incredible tunnel through maples, and it's a really beautiful drive. And, of course, then we had a couple days at Mackinac Island, which was really a lot of fun, and biking and hiking and so on. But I just, that's a good place to take kids. There's a lot of history there to show them. And,
oh, absolutely. So. It is beautiful. And if you're a golfer, I have to say that Michigan, especially in the upper UP, has some just outstanding golf courses, and the price is not bad in many cases. You can play golf fairly reasonably in some really beautiful tracks.
Oh, right along at Harbor Springs. I don't know. Those must look pretty pricey golf courses. But up on Highway 2, it looks like there were some nice courses there, too. So,
yep.
But listen, I'll let you go.
Thanks,
nice
Tom.
Sharpening is going in the background here, I hope.
That's all right. Thank you very much. Mary, you were going to say something?
Well, the drive he described is something that I did with friends about a month ago, and it truly is beautiful. I was looking at my Michigan map because I was trying to remember the name of the small town that is right on the water, Cross Village. It's near Sheboygan, Michigan, and between kind of between that and Harbor Springs on Highway 119, which is, I think it gets a special designation for being a particularly scenic road. Love that. I love that drive. I was surprised to hear about the SS Badger because we had just gotten notice, press release within the last couple of days talking about extending the number of crossings. So, you know, hopefully everything's okay there.
Yeah. And the 43 bridge,
that's
really too bad. Mm-hmm. That is a scary bridge to drive over.
It is. And I'm just glad that they've noticed a problem at this point and are doing something about it.
Kathy in Green Bay. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi. I just wanted to mention about the Cranberry Fest in Warrens, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
If that lady lives close to Green Bay or in Green Bay, I can't guarantee their seats yet, but St. Vincent's Hospital always has a bus going, and it's tomorrow.
Oh.
But, and it's like $25, $30, which is reasonable to go down.
Oh.
So she should contact St. Vincent's Hospital and see if they have any openings yet.
St. Vincent's Hospital.
Not. Yeah, because I and my friend aren't going this year, so maybe there are two spaces.
It's worth going to, isn't it?
Oh,
I am going to miss it. Uh-huh. But I have surgery tomorrow, so I can't go anyway. But it's a beautiful. Oh, I love that. It's. I can't believe anybody that goes there can find something.
Yeah,
it's diversified, I should say. It's beautiful.
Well, good luck with your surgery tomorrow, Kath.
Well, thank you.
And
so I hope that lady's listening. And
I hope she is, too. I hope she is, too. And thank you very much for calling. You can join in, too, by the way, if you have a question or comment. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org. Caller who couldn't hang on said the Delta Diner in Delta, Wisconsin. Very nice, and the drive is great. Delta?
That's true. Southern Bayfield County. I love that place.
Oh,
run by a guy who's a native of Fond du Lac who gave up a career in, I think it was advertising or marketing, and decided, I'm going to do this instead. Last time I checked in with him, he was pretty happy about it, too.
Well, you've written a new book, and we were thinking about Oktoberfest in La Crosse, which is the old German transition, you know, traditions, and that's a fun. When is that? That's in October, isn't it?
Let's see. Actually, I think it. Yeah, it starts. It starts Friday. It starts Friday and goes until October 5th.
Okay.
And that's going to be the last big one for a while anyway, because in 2014 they're going to make the festival just a 4-day one, which is kind of like how they started. I think it's because with the growing size, you need more volunteers. Just like anything else, it's bigger, it becomes harder to manage. And so this is the last year for the real big one there. And then just related, you know, that's on the Wisconsin, Great Wisconsin
Roadway.
Great Mississippi River Road.
That's it.
And so a good stop if you're looking to, you know, take in the fall colors, but also.
Talk about a beautiful road.
Right.
And you're way up high and along a lot of those stretches. And then sometimes you're right down on the, right down next to the river.
Beautiful bluff to up views in a lot of cases.
Oh, wonderful. And You've written this new book. It's called Eat Smart in Germany. What got you started on that?
Well, this is the 12th in a series of culinary guidebooks that has been published by Ginkgo Press, Madison-based. And the other books deal with other countries.
Yeah.
The first one came out about 20 years ago. Up until the last couple of books in this series, all have been written by the publisher, Joan Peterson, and now she's starting to farm out titles to writers who she feels would be good matches. So I got involved. You know, now that the project is done, the work actually began in 2010 with my first trip to Germany, to Bavaria, not during Oktoberfest, but closer to the Christkindl market season. So took a lot of notes. I've always been, you know, drawn to food as a topic for writing anyway, and subsequently talked to Joan about doing this title. It's a guidebook, as are the others in the series, for people who want to eat authentically when they travel and would rather not waste a lot of time trying to figure it out. So these books have food glossaries, they have a description of regional specialties in a country, culinary history, recipes.
Quite a few nice recipes, actually. I was looking at the recipes. And
Good. Yeah, I think so, too. I tried to give a good cross-section of easy to fix versus things that would be of interest to the advanced cook or baker.
You know, it'd be kind of fun to hear if anybody's, if our listeners have traveled to Germany or maybe have some ideas about the food there. I'd love to hear that as well. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. What stood out in about the cuisine for you if you traveled there, or if you have some questions about it, about the food? I hope you'll join us again. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org, or post on my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. You know, the closest I've come to German food, of course, here in Wisconsin. You're going to get a lot. I mean, German families. So you're getting a lot of good home cooking, German food.
Right.
And my only other close scrape with the German food was at Epcot.
Interesting.
In Disney, because they have a German pavilion and a German and a dining room. And and everybody there is German, and all the food's German. And I can't tell for sure if it closely matches what you're going to see when you get to Germany, but it was pretty good food.
Interesting. And I think in Wisconsin or the United States in general, we tend to oversimplify the German cuisine. We say this is about beer and brats and pretzels, maybe, and
more kind to of it than that.
Much more to it than that. All the regional specialties and the subtle distinctions. You take something like sausage, it can be, what do we have here? We have 1,500 kinds of sausage that are produced in Germany, and the differences depend on the type of meat you use, how coarsely or finely you grind it, the spices, you know, dry curing versus using the raw meat. So many variations that it becomes kind of mind-boggling. But
well, yeah, I suppose it does. Is there some authentic German cuisine here that matches?
Well, I think about in Madison, the Bavaria Sausage Kitchen, which is not a restaurant, but even though there are some frozen to-go meals that are put together, that type of thing, but the sausages are unusual in the deli case and made on the premises, and some of the products I needed to test the recipes in the book came from there.
Oh, came from there, sure.
Because they were kind of hard to find otherwise. And you know, there are, you know, we've had signings at Mater's in Milwaukee,
Great restaurant.
It is a great restaurant and longstanding. And the actually, the potato salad recipe that I we decided to use comes from Mader's. Most of the recipes in the book are from German restaurants in different parts of the country and casual to fine dining types of recipes. But there's a scattering of Wisconsin chefs too. Michelle Klassen-Weary at Klassen's Bakery in Middleton offers her recipe for rouladen because she thinks that a lot of restaurants who have it on the menu make it the wrong way. You know, she has the deep German roots and
if you want the authentic. Get your book and look up that rouladen recipe.
Right.
That's one I missed it. I was paging through and just didn't see it. Madeline in Milwaukee. Hi, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I wanted to call in because I travel to Germany about 3 times a year for work, and I really enjoy German cuisine. I eat a lot of pork products while I'm visiting. Haxen is one of my favorite dishes, but it's very fattening. So I try to limit to one meal of Haxen per visit. Haxen is a pig knuckle.
Yeah.
So it's a very tender part of the pig. The meat just falls right off, but the best way to have it is deep fried. But again, it's really unhealthy. So I have a question for you. Wondering if you have some suggestions on how to eat healthier while traveling in Germany. I've attempted eating fish products, but it doesn't seem like it's very fresh. And I've never enjoyed those dishes as much as the pork that I find.
Well, the German, they're really good. On pork, aren't they?
Right. It's a big thing. And as you're telling your story, Madeline, I'm also thinking about how this reflects the frugal nature historically of German people and finding a way to prepare
everything,
yeah, in a savory way, appetizing way.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that when I was in northern Germany, we had a lot of good fish because of the proximity to the North Sea, and people were quite inventive with preparation techniques there.
So the northern part of Germany.
That's true. Yeah, I was just in Hamburg. I got back on Sunday, actually, and that was the first time I enjoyed some fish dishes, but... Normally, I'm in the kind of eastern Bavarian, kind of borderline Franconian region. So there I haven't experienced that freshness, but still on the hunt for healthier foods because I'm always gaining like at least a pound or two.
That is a challenge, and you have me thinking about one of the tour guides who I quote in the book who said, a life without good food is senseless, and talks about how you just have to work it off. And I know that's a lot easier said than done. But one thing that impressed me, you know, with a lot of these desserts, they look like they're so sweet and rich, and the richness is there, but the sweetness isn't. A lot of times, that was a surprise to me, among other things.
Mm. Yeah, interesting. Thanks for calling. Well, the German, you know, there's a lot of slow cooking, long cooking.
One of the recipes for the book for a pot roast was marinated for several days. I had never done that with a roast before. I mean, I marinate stuff.
A few hours.
Or overnight. Yeah, overnight. Right, overnight maybe, but this was several days, and the gravy that came from just really, really good. And the meat was so tender. Yeah.
You should see the look on Mary's face as she's explaining this. It's dreamlike. Jim in Warrens, Wisconsin. Hi, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Jim Van Wyken from Weatherby Cranberry Company up at Warrens, Wisconsin.
Ah.
And I heard one of the earlier callers talked about actual seeing harvest. And our cranberry company, Weatherby, has been doing a public harvest day on the first Saturday of October, which is a week after Cranfest. We've been doing that for about 15 years, and it's free to the public, and you'll actually get to see harvest. We also offer some booths where you can actually get out in the cranberries, and so it's a and it's like I said, it's open to the public, and when the Cranfest offers tours during the Cranfest, but it's mostly, well, it's all static displays, and that's why we've actually done this as a family, all starting about 15 years ago, because we had so many people said, well, they want to see actual harvest. So we've been doing that. Like I said, it's free to the public. We actually have a website, freshcranberries.com. If they want to go on that, they can see more about our family and what that harvest day composes. So,
well, that's wonderful, Jim. So it's freshcranberries.com?
Correct. Yep. And they just look on that website and just look on public harvest day, and it'll explain, they can get directions up here and stuff like that. So, and like I said, it's free to the public, and we do it basically every year on that first Saturday after Cranfest, and we've gotten people from all California. Last year we had a couple people from Europe even came over. So it's a fun day, and rain or shine or snow, we go. So.
Jim, I'm really glad you called. It's great to know this. And again, freshcranberries.com to get all the details, and free. The price is right, that's for sure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I enjoy your program. I listen whenever I can. So,
thank you, Jim. Thanks a lot for calling. That would be a lot of fun. You know, an old friend of mine, rest his soul now, Fritz Albert, who was a filmmaker in my department of life sciences communication at the UW for pretty much his whole career, once did a film called Fall in Northern Wisconsin. It's one of the most beautiful films you'll ever see. And he has a sequence of the cranberry harvest with the fall colors. And, I mean, it's spectacular. Mm. And I have never seen the harvest. I've driven through it. I've been there, about the time of the harvest, but never really observed it. So something like that would be a lot of fun.
Sounds like it would be good for the whole family, too.
Yeah, that sounds like a great family event. I love that. Thanks again for letting us know about that. Mike in Madison, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. There's a couple things I wanted to point out. In my various business travels to Germany and Austria, is every time I stayed in a fairly nice hotel, they had such elaborate breakfast buffet spreads where, I swear, every kind of sausage or various kinds of ways of presenting sausage and beautiful presentations. There might be 20 or 30 different variations out there in cheeses, 4 or 5, 6 different variations on cheese. And then, so just not considered typical breakfast food, I guess, by North Americans. But I'll tell you, it provides a foundation for the rest of the day. And the other thing that I noticed is that it didn't matter whether it was a small restaurant with a small country town or with 2 or 3 tables in it, or if it was a high-end restaurant in one of the larger cities, is that there always seemed to be a higher likelihood of some kind of game, whether it be pheasant or rabbit or maybe I wouldn't call it duck game, but duck or something, which is not only very tasty and delicious and good in many ways, but the portion sizes tend to be a little bit smaller, but the quality of the presentation and the quality of the food itself just seem to be 10 times more than what I'm used to on business travel in the States.
Mm.
So, I'm just thoroughly impressed every time I go there. Although it's not Germany, if you ever get a chance to go to Vienna, Austria, and spend like a month or a year or or a day,
it
is one of the true cosmopolitan cities in the world. It is just someplace you got to go.
Oh, Mike, thank you so much. Lots of great information. You might want to grab a copy of Mary's book. Sounds like you get to Germany pretty often, and this could be a valuable book for you. And the book, by the way, title of the book again is Eat Smart in Germany. And Mary Bergen, the author, and thanks again for calling. I really appreciate the call. Have you... How's the book just out now, right?
It's pretty new. I have a signing coming up at the Dorf House in Roxbury, which is in Dane County near Sauk City, off of Highway 12.
When is that?
That's Monday, October 7th. It coincides with their weekly smorgasbord night, which is very popular. You know, the Dorf House has been around since 1959 includes a lot of German classics on its menu.
Yeah.
So that'll be, around 5 or 6 p.m. On that Monday.
So go get something to eat and listen to Mary and grab a hold of one of those books.
Right, right. The other thing is that on October 11th and 12th in Madison, I'll be at Century Hilldale. The staff there are making samples from some of the recipes in the book, and that's a Badger football weekend. I don't think the game starts until 2:30 on that Saturday, though, so you could maybe drop by and get a little nibble ahead of time.
Now, what day is that?
October 11th and 12th, the Friday and Saturday.
I wonder if that's homecoming.
Oh, my.
I think it is homecoming, so it's probably the Northwestern game, I believe.
I think it might be Northwestern.
That's homecoming. Wow, I have to corral my wife, Renee, and come out and see you.
Yes, I would like that very much.
That would be a lot of fun. And where, again, it's at?
Century Hilldale, which is Metcalf's Market.
Yeah, Metcalf's Market.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
In Madison.
And again, the previous one you mentioned?
At the Dorf House. On Monday, October 7th, at about 5 or 6 p.m.
Well, you know what? It is always a pleasure, Mary. We've had a great time.
Yeah, I like coming here, Larry. You have a good show, and I appreciate having the opportunity to participate.
Well, it's always fun to have you with us. I'm sorry we didn't get to everybody. There's lots of... Vicky wrote in and said, don't forget that German restaurant in Hudson called... Winzerstuben.
I want to go there, yes. I've talked to Marie about maybe doing a signing, but we haven't come up with anything. That's a downfall on my part because I've just been so busy with other things, but I would like to get there eventually.
All right. That's Hudson, Wisconsin, Winzerstuben. And Mary Bergen, our guest. Coming up, we're going to switch gears a bit and talk with you about the science of prairie restoration and management. That's next. Here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.